Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy Wednesday to you all who are listening across the world and in the United States of America, of course, where I am from and broadcasting from. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've come to learn and fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, and that's why I say it all the time, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Yes, indeed, medicine can be your food if you let food be your medicine. All right. Going on to today's topic, how to naturally overcome fatigue. Are you feeling a little bit of fatigue? Are you feeling a little bit of lethargy? Sometimes I do. And one of the main culprits for me personally is lack of sleep. However, some people feel fatigue or experience fatigue for different reasons. And this comes to us today from Easy Health Options. So to share with you today, feeling tired or exhausted, totally normal thing. It's normal if you need rest and if you lack sleep. So if you lack sleep and you need some rest, you're feeling tired and exhausted, absolutely normal. Don't feel like you're out of place. Totally normal. That's a very normal feeling or reaction for lack of sleep and little rest. But, there's always a but. If you're constantly fatigued or excessively tired over time, you are not healthy. If it's ongoing and if it's excessive and constant, you're not healthy. However, there's good news. It's always good news, right? With simple changes and natural remedies, you can defeat fatigue and live exuberantly. I love that word. Or vibrantly, to your choosing. Often, the American lifestyle is one of too much stress, too much work, too much worry, and guess what? Not enough relaxation or sleep. We just run, and we don't take the time out to breathe and, well, gather everything that's around us and actually stop and smell the roses. Let's put it that way. So what happens is we become fatigued. And when this fatigue is prolonged or allowed to exist for weeks on end, it can become chronic. Now, chronic is not a good thing because chronic fatigue is one of the most debilitating health issues you can ever grapple with. It saps your energy and joy for life. That's chronic fatigue. Often, it can lead to depression. Okay, so you have to be very careful if you're experiencing chronic fatigue, then you become depressed. So the problem is that many people bring prolonged fatigue on themselves, and they bring it on through their daily actions and choices. And some of the things that I'm about to mention, you'll say, okay, and you'll probably say, oh, no, I don't bring it on myself because the work is my job is stressful. I have put in a lot of hours. Well, fatigue-inducing actions include the following: working too many hours, experiencing too much physical or mental stress at work, taking on too much without the ability to say no. You're a people pleaser. Say no sometimes. It's better for your health. Not reducing psychological stress. Yes, we don't only get stressed physically. We get stressed psychologically. Not getting 7 solid hours of sleep per night. I understand that others may need more. Some may need a little less as you age. It depends on your makeup. But for the most part, you're not getting enough sleep. You are using external stimulants like caffeine, sugar, or drugs to keep you energized. You're eating a poor diet, high in simple carbohydrates, sugars, and fats. I didn't say complex carbs, I said simple carbs. These are poor for your health. Not drinking ample amounts of water. You've got to bring up the water intake. It's so important. Wearing down your nervous system with smoking and drinking alcoholic beverages. All of these are fatigue-inducing actions. And if I've mentioned any of them that you say, oh, yeah, I do that, well, you're guilty. But it's okay. You can banish fatigue. You can get rid of it. Suffering chronic fatigue is something most people can vanquish. If you examine the list above, which I've just mentioned, you can see that all these examples are based on personal actions and behaviors. Change these, and you naturally change your energy levels. So let me just give you a few pointers, several pointers to be exact, on what you can do to change that, to get rid of the fatigue altogether. Better sleep and wake schedule, and try not to deviate from it. Recent studies indicate that 7 hours of sleep per night is not only ideal, but the healthiest. So if you're getting less than that, you're probably overdoing it. And then, of course, here comes the fatigue. It kicks in. Do not consume caffeinated or sugar-laden beverages that dehydrate you while also causing spikes and drops in blood sugar. This also leads to fatigue. So you're feeling that 3 p.m. slump? Grab an apple. Not coffee, not caffeinated, not any caffeinated beverage, not one of those energy shots, like, I don't know, an excessive amount of caffeine. Grab yourself a healthy fruit, something that you can crunch on and get your jaw moving and keep you awake, and you'll feel totally different after that. And it's all natural, and it's good for you. If you experience fatigue in the middle of the day, take a nap if possible. Go for a walk or take a personal day to go home and recharge. One lost day may forestall suffering fatigue for weeks or longer. So deal with it. If you have to take a day, take a day. It's not like you're taking a week or a month, and you may feel for a week or a month. So if taking one day is going to help you, then do just that. Try to get your work done within the standard 8-hour day. This may mean prioritizing your time, managing your schedule more efficiently, or reducing your workload. Learn to say no to extra tasks before you are overwhelmed. Again, this means balancing your health with your work. A lot of us, it's very challenging for us to do that, balance health, your health with your work. But it's doable, and you have to just get started. Learn and practice daily stress management and stress reduction techniques like mindful breathing. Aromatherapy also helps, as do hot showers and soothing baths at the end of the day. Hydrotherapy also works. I've tried it before. It's very, eye-opening. Yes, indeed, eye-opening hydrotherapy. In the shower, that's when you switch in a blink of an eye from hot to cold water while in the shower. So the water, it changes suddenly. And you're going to feel it, and it's going to put you into a kind of a, like a shock. But that also helps as well. It's not for everyone, so please talk to your physician if you are contemplating it. But it's not for everyone. If you're diabetic, you shouldn't do hydrotherapy either. If you have heart problems, you should not do hydrotherapy. So think about that. But once again, talk to your physician before you take on any home remedies that you're not certain of. Avoid all external stimulants that produce artificial energy. These provide only short energy boosts while dragging your body down. So if you need energy, go for a brisk 5-minute walk or do some jumping jacks. If you look funny in the office, you know, for like 30 seconds doing jumping jacks, trust me, they'll look and just say, 10, 15 minutes later, you're wide awake and they're slumping over at their desk and not getting anything accomplished, not being productive. So do your jumping jacks in the office if you have to. While it sounds counterintuitive, it takes energy to make energy. And that's pretty much what you have. It's just that simple. The more you exercise and move your body, the more energy your body produces naturally. So if you're always sedentary, you're not going to feel energetic. You know, if you sit down at a desk all day, how do you expect to get any energy from that? You've got to get up, take a little 5-minute break, come back, and you'll feel recharged. Drink a glass of water, you'll feel recharged. Eat only whole grains when deciding on breads and pastas. They take longer to break down and turn into sugar in your body. So they don't cause the same spikes and dips in energy that simple carbs do. Getting your carbs from vegetable sources are an even better choice, you get better results when you do that. To get your carbs from vegetables, a lot of people say, I'm on a low-carb diet, and, you know, that's fine and all, but vegetables are carbs too, and when we cut out certain carbs, we need to, which are simple carbs, we need to bring up those complex sugars and those complex carbs, and those come from vegetables. Try not to overstimulate your sense organs. That means creating work and living environments that are not overly crammed with images, smells, and clutter. Such things tax your nervous system and can lead you to feel fatigue. So, how do you develop and maintain this good health? Well, I just named some things that you can do, but here are 5 things that will naturally lead to optimal energy. Because fatigue, we've already learned that it drains you of energy, of vibrancy, and energy is the elixir of good health. So here are 5 things that you can do naturally to obtain optimal energy. Oxygen, you need oxygen. Without oxygen, you cannot live. Yet most people breathe shallowly, using only a portion of their lung capacity. They do not bring in enough fresh oxygen into the body. Well, if you live in a polluted place, you're probably not going to bring in anything fresh anyway. But indeed, when you can, bring in enough fresh oxygen into your body. And some people, we don't expel enough carbon dioxide either. So breathing deeply a few times every hour, as long as the air is fresh, can help energize your body, detoxification, and invigorate yourself. Food. It is necessary for life. Food is fuel. Simple. Eating whole grains, fruits, and vegetables while cutting back on sugars and processed foods goes a long way toward creating natural energy and stabilizing sugar crashes. You've got to think about the right food. Not every food is good for you, and not all food is created equal. Water, water, water. It's remarkably important for all functions in our body, from the elimination of toxins to the moistening of the lungs and other organs to keeping the muscles loose. Water is so vitally important. Drinking water to stay hydrated is a valuable resource for preventing fatigue. So if you're feeling tired, once again, grab yourself a glass of water. We mentioned before, sleep allows your body to shut down and begin to repair itself from the stresses of the day. You need this time to regenerate, clean, and repair. Without ample sleep on a nightly basis, you'll surely experience fatigue and often chronic pain. You don't want to experience any pain. I'm certain of that. Nobody likes to the feeling of pain. And so when you don't get enough sleep, that is exactly what can happen. And certainly one of the last ones, but not least, naturally lead to optimal energy is movement. You can't be sedentary. As I mentioned before, it takes the use of energy to create extra energy. So the more you can walk or jump or exercise, the more energy your body naturally starts producing. So being sedentary, it only leads to more sedentary behaviors, which in turn lead to low energy, tiredness, and fatigue. So what have you got to do? You got to get up and move. So in addition to these lifestyle changes, there are additional things you can do to prevent and overcome fatigue. You can get a regular body work like a massage or acupuncture or go to a chiropractor. You can take yoga, Pilates, or a spin class. You can go to the gym. You can hike. You can bike on a regular basis. Add supplements to your diet like B-complex, vitamins E, C, magnesium, zinc, selenium, iron, and ginseng. You've just got to do certain things that you probably already know that you should be doing, but just add one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Don't look for drugs to help you, but definitely before you do anything, try it all naturally. Get up and move, you know, get some exercise routine, go for a brisk walk, drink your water, eat the right foods, and you'll get rid of, you'll vanquish, you'll banish the fatigue altogether. Because being tired is a natural part of your day. You know, at one point in the day, you may say, woof, that was a lot. I'm a little tired. And, you know, that's fine. But your body says, okay, now that I'm tired, I need some rest. So since fatigue is largely self-induced because of our lifestyles, it's clear that making changes in our daily behaviors and actions and choices can naturally reverse fatigue and prevent its return. So, live a vibrant life full of vivacity and energy. And, you know, make the necessary adjustments to your life that can keep fatigue at bay. It may take some effort at first. Rome wasn't built in a day. You've got to start small and work your way up. But routines are easy to maintain after a brief period of introduction. So do your best. Start off with one thing, like maybe drinking more water or taking a 5-minute walk. And, you know, start off with that and see how you feel. Then you can add in, you know, get rid of all of those processed foods little by little. Put away at it and you'll see fatigue is history. All right. Moving on to Wednesday's word comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Endless forgiveness. Endless forgiveness. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Look at Christ's death. In one biography of the great American Daniel Webster, 863 pages deal with his career, and just 5 pages are devoted to his death. In Hayes' Life of Abraham Lincoln, there are 5,000 pages, but only 25 are devoted to the dramatic story of his assassination and death. Of the subjects are mere incidents at the close of the books. But when we come to the 4 biographies of Jesus, the 4 Gospels, we are confronted with a strange fact. 1/3 of Matthew is given to a description of the death of Christ. 1/3 of Mark, 1/4 of Luke, and 1/2 of John are given to his death. All these pages are devoted to the last 24 hours of his life. The death of Jesus Christ is a significant fact in human history, because Jesus Christ came for the express purpose of dying for sinners. When he left heaven, he knew he was going to the cross. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you on this wonderful midday of the week. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Where else am I? Pinterest, Instagram. Just look me up. Whether it's Coach Jesse or my full name or my work name, Pure and Holy Living, you'll find me. So just look me up. I'd love to hear from you and connect with you. God bless you. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.